I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Voters in Atlanta head to the polls tomorrow to choose the city's next mayor. City council persons Keisha Lance Bottoms and Mary Norwood finished first and second in the November 7th election to earn spots on Tuesday's ballot. Lance Bottoms hosted campaign events Sunday featuring New Jersey Senator Cory Booker and Senator Kamala Harris of California. Norwood announced Sunday that she plans to appoint Peter Amon to chair her transition committee, should she prevail in tomorrow's runoff. Well, UGA fans are celebrating the Dogs' selection to the playoffs in this year's college football playoffs. They earned the position after defeating Auburn in Saturday's SEC championship game. Georgia will face Oklahoma in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. The winner of that game will face the winner of the Alabama-Clemson Sugar Bowl contest in the championship game set for January 8th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Well, after Saturday's game, two Georgia players were arrested in Barrow County. The Athens Banner-Herald reports linebacker Nate Trespatrick was charged with possession of marijuana. Teammate Jason Stanley was charged with DUI, possession, and speeding. Coach Smart says that their discipline will be handled internally. DeKalb County has discovered more than 20,000 illegally dumped tires at Fork Creek Mountain Park, thanks to an anonymous tip. Officials say it's the largest illegal tire dump discovered this year and will take about 2 weeks to clean up. DeKalb County CEO Michael Thurman says the tires can create serious health and fire hazards. In addition, officials say such dumps create an eyesore and blight and can increase illnesses like Zika, West Nile, and dengue fever. Anyone who intentionally dumps tires faces a misdemeanor charge. Repeat violators face felony charges and fines up to $25,000 or 5 years in prison. Georgia's State Senator Rick Jeffries is giving up his seat in the General Assembly to focus on his campaign for lieutenant governor. Jeffries' district includes portions of Henry, Rockdale, and Newton counties. Jeffries joins State Senate President Pro Tem David Schaefer of Duluth and former Georgia Rep. Jeff Duncan of Cummins on the Republican lieutenant governor's race ballot. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.